Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I sort of tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
We're back. It's 12 out there. Look, I am on the road again. If it sounds different, it's because it is different. I'm on the road, and we're in Washington, D.C., celebrating Small Business Week with the Small Business Administration. And I'm sitting in front of one of my favorite people in the whole world, Melanie Sablehouse. Ladies and gentlemen, is the Deputy Administrator of the SBA. Don't forget to buckle your seatbelts, because she's a lot of fun. She's one of the most passionate people about whatever she does, but especially about small businesses. And she's our good friend, Melanie. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here. And again, I've done this before, but I got to do it again. I want to thank you for the energy and the passion that you bring to whatever you do, whether it be talking to me or talking to a group, an audience. I've heard you make some of your speeches more than once, but I never get tired of them because they're always fun.
Thank you very much. Well, I was an entrepreneur, so I've walked in your shoes.
You made payroll, haven't you?
You better believe I've made payroll. I also am thrilled to know that IBM is your sponsor, because that was my company for 15 years where I kind of grew up until I was able to launch into my own business.
They're good folks. They've been a good supporter of ours and a good supporter for small business. You, in your business that you ran before you came to the SBA, you had some challenges, didn't you? There were times when you had some things that didn't work out. And that's one of the things that I think you bring to the table here for small business owners.
Well, you know, it's looking at those opportunities that I needed. And number one, I needed money. I mean, I needed that working capital so I could take my business from something that was working out well, but I wanted to take that quantum leap, Jim. I wanted to move into the bigger leagues, and I was doing around $2 million a year in revenue. And so I needed the working capital, so I went to the bank. They said, no. Second bank, no. So many entrepreneurs hear this.
How many banks did you go to?
I went to six.
Six banks.
Yeah, and I said, what are you looking for? I said, is it because I'm a woman? And this was back in 1987, 88. And they said, no. And I said, I've got cash flow. Look at me. I've got a burgeoning business.
You had a track record. You really had a track record,
right,
according to you.
Right. And I said to them, you know, what are you looking for? They said, we're looking for a track record. I said, give me a track to run on. So finally, that small bank in Maryland gave me the opportunity. You know what it did? You take the risk as an entrepreneur. But I had the plan. I knew what the forecast was. That launched me into the $10 million a year range.
Wow.
It meant everything. Now, you know, the exciting part about it is that I believe I helped other women come along after me, because I'd been through it, and now I hope I can help, you know, fellow entrepreneurs out there to know. No one, not one person, Jim, told me about the SBA. No one, not one bank. And I want every entrepreneur to know that we can give you that working capital. We can help you buy the real estate.
Well, as you know, that's one of the things that I want to do is on this show is to get the word out about the programs that are available, the loans, the loan guarantees that are available, the different ones that are available. And I like to remind people that those loans are not made from the SBA. They're guaranteed by the SBA, made by lenders.
6,000 lenders out there.
And not just banks.
No. Small community.
CIT, for example.
Absolutely. So you want to be sure, go on our website, SBA.gov, find out where all the money is.
Right.
Because it is show me the money. And entrepreneurs, I look at you and think, do not take consumer loans out. Don't max your credit cards out. Go to the bank. Get a business loan.
Right.
If you don't qualify for a conventional loan, then they will show you, if not, ask about an SBA guaranteed loan. It's exciting. I can tell you one story about a woman that is very dear and near to my heart. She's one of my heroes.
Right.
She rose. And her name is Gert Boyle.
Right.
She is from, we just inducted her year before last into the Hall of Fame,
right.
Columbia Sportswear. Everyone knows that name, right? Brand name. Well, when she started, she and her husband got a loan. And they got the loan from the guaranteed by the SBA. 3 months later, Jim, her husband, dropped dead of a heart attack.
Yeah.
Now, here she is holding the note. She's got three kids. What happened
is... This was a long time ago, too.
This was a long time ago. This is the beginning of Columbia Sportswear. She was worried that they wouldn't honor the note. A friend said, listen, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. I'll give you $1,400, Gert. And, you know, you hold the note and I'll run the company. Well, she learned... Few new words, shot him out. The SBA encouraged her to go to the bank. She went ahead with her crisp business plan, put her white gloves on, took her raincoat so she looked really professional, threw it in that dryer, fluff dry, walked into the bank. I'm Gert Boyle.
With the raincoat over her arm. Right.
Walked in, wanted to look professional, looked at the banker, said, please believe in me. I can run this company and I can be a success. They said, Gert, we believe in you. You go for it. She is thrilled. She walks out. She gets to her car. She's just celebrating. Looks down at that raincoat on her arm and goes, oh, my God, static cling. 5 pairs of underpants are attached to that raincoat. She said, no, Melanie, I don't know how many I dropped in that banker's office. She said, it doesn't really matter. I got the loan.
The banker had to say, you know, you got to love a person like this.
She does, and she's humble, and she's beautiful, and you can make mistakes like that. Doesn't matter.
That's
today,
right.
Gert Boyle, Columbia Sportswear, is doing $1 billion a year.
And she's a member of the Hall of Fame.
And she said, Melanie, I couldn't have done it without the SBA.
Yeah.
You know, yay.
Yeah. Well, and you're going to help us get her on the show. I want to
yeah.
interview her. She's an icon, no question about it. And I'm so proud of her. And you know what, Melanie, there are millions of women out there that are where Ms. Boyle was 30 or 40 years ago, aren't they?
Oh, you better believe it. In fact, at our women's luncheon, which is this Thursday at noon, which is a great celebration, we're going to be honoring the 5 outstanding SBA Women of the Year, which I'd like to get on your show, because
right.
they all use the SBA, whether it was SCORE, whether it was financing, whether they bought real estate, 8A, whatever it might have been. They use the services to become successful business. We had many, many applicants, and it was difficult to decide because there's so many unbelievable niches and stories and success out there in the field. But we're going to be honoring them.
That's going to be at lunch on Thursday. And by the way, that's sponsored by another one of our partners,
Office Depot. Yeah,
uh-huh.
And we're excited. And we're also honoring an outstanding woman by the name of Marilyn Carlson Nelson of the Carlson Company. Her dad started that Carlson Company, which is over $3 billion, at the kitchen table. But she is being recognized for being the outstanding advocate for all women in business,
right.
current chair, of the National Women's Business Council, outgoing chair. And we're so proud of what she's done to elevate the relevance of women, economic impact in communities, and job creation. You know we're the economic powerhouse of the 21st
century.
Well,
I keep hearing you say that.
We are.
No, I believe you. And we've got about 30 seconds. Give us some of the numbers that the SBA is tracking now for women that you're supporting.
Number one, look at this. We've got 10.1 million small business owners. Right now, they are in a power position because...
These are people who benefited from your programs.
Well, these are small business owners,
right.
women small business owners. Right.
Okay.
And if you look at the numbers right now as far as lending, our lending is up 50% over last year because women are stepping up. They're dropping that risk-adversive attitude and saying, I need a business loan. Let's make this happen. Give me the money, and let's move forward. Women are the purchasing officers of America.
They are. And when we come back, we're going to continue this with our good friend Melanie Sablehouse, the Deputy Administrator of the SBA. It's almost 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're rocking and rolling in Washington, D.C.
Everybody's looking.
We're back at 23 after. Well, Buddy Holly for you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. We're visiting with our good friend Melanie Sablehouse with the SBA's Expo 05, and we're whipping it up for small business this week. And Melanie, thank you for the hospitality. You guys always show us a good time and help us to get our message out and to talk about small business. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for being the voice of small business. I mean, I love it. Also, being a member of the National Advisory Council, we value your advice and your counsel, and you're a great ambassador. I just want to tell you, walking through the hall out there, the energy, the excitement,
you
can feel it. A gentleman walked up to me and said, Melanie, do you remember I met you at Business Matchmaking in Nashville? I'm a groupie. I'm back. So he's back. You know, a third of our folks travel from one matchmaker to the next because they found such great relationships and great business.
Well, that's one of the things that's going on here concurrently during the Expo 05. How many women do you think are taking? Do you know how many women are taking advantage of the business matchmaking?
Mm-hmm. I can tell you that the last matchmaker in Nashville, where we had 800 people,
which where you and I were together,
we were together, and we had 500 on the wait list. That's why you got to sign up early. We had 50% of the participants
50%.
Women. Right now, I would say we're at the same or higher. We're inside the Beltway. This is a big deal.
Yeah.
As you say, you know, we've crammed it all into one day, but these folks are ready. They have their elevator pitches ready to go, and they will sell themselves to these buyers.
Well, and that's businessmatchmaking.com, folks. I hope you'll check that out. And this is a great resource. This may be, after the loan program, Melanie, I believe that business matchmaking is going to go down as the most important event that you guys do.
You're right.
Or not event, but program.
For program. And you know why? Because we listen to what entrepreneurs want. That's our customer. So Hector and I say, okay, let's go where the customer wants us to go. Number one, show me the money. Great. The legacy, SBA Express, you know, $21 billion this year to give out to small businesses. So make sure you know that. Number two, they say, I want government contracts. There's a $300 billion pie. So we need to be sure that they get their fair share. Government says we should do 23%.
23%, yeah.
The president is passionate about small business. He gets it. He knows that we're the catalyst that's turned this whole economy around. That's where the trust and confidence is. And I think what's really important is if you look at three-quarters of the net new jobs come from small business,
right.
This is where we should be focusing and emphasizing, which is why the president is coming. We are thrilled tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Stay tuned. We'll be here with him. He'll be addressing entrepreneurs. He was an entrepreneur. We call him a serial entrepreneur. He signed the front of that paycheck.
That's right.
And as we say, he doesn't give you sound bites. This man knows. So as we travel the country and we ask small businesses, and we want to know what's on your mind, so you know, please make sure you speak to your district directors. You know there's 70 of them in the United States.
We're going to speak to one in a little bit. We're going to have Alberto Alvarado on the show.
And, you know, he's one of our best. He will tell you that. No, I'm just kidding. But he is one of the best, without question. He owns L.A.
Yeah.
It's his territory. It's his people. And he led the country last year. And you'll know why
he's
in just a few moments. He's a star.
Yeah, I've heard him speak before. He's spoken to the NAC before. Melanie, we've got a couple of minutes left. What else would you like to tell my audience?
I think what I'd like to tell your audience is that, you know, right now, when you look at the world that we live in and you talk about trends and what's happening, what you're seeing is small business is on the absolute uptick. You look at folks who are downsized, leaving corporate America, like I did, IBM.
Right.
They're saying, okay, I'm not ready to retire. What's out there? You're seeing an influx of the boomers. They want to start a business. You know what they're doing? They're looking at existing businesses to buy. They're looking at franchises, something very popular right now. We look at a lot of success the first 3 years of a franchise because you're not in business alone. So when you look at what's out there, what's the need? Where's the market? Follow that market and go ahead and give it a try. Make sure you think of SBA because we're going to sit down with you, help you with the business plan, the vision. We're going to be able to put the importance behind it as far as education, knowledge, so you can get out there and start that business. But you're seeing a huge trend, and you're seeing corporate America following us.
Well, and here's the other thing that I think that I'm the most excited about, Melanie, and that is, and I've said this a lot, and I'm going to keep saying it, in the 21st century, small businesses are not just vendors. We're not just mom-and-pop backwater vendors for big businesses. We're actually more likely to be their partner than just a vendor. And the smart small business owners will think of it that way, and they'll integrate themselves into their big business customers so that they can't do without us.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's where the high margins are found.
No, you're right. The higher margins, and you know what? The competition and the innovation and the job creation, and it's a very exciting time right now. And I'm just so thrilled to be part of it. And to see the folks that we have coming to this event is amazing. We've not only got President of the United States, George W. Bush, we've got Secretary Snow, who's Department of Treasury, Secretary Chow of Labor, Senator Thune,
right.
Senator Kerry, Don Manzullo, who is the head of the Small Business Committee in the House. Said yesterday, he started his remarks off by saying, I want Hector Barreto to run for president.
Now we got
the administrator of the SBA. We're starting, someone jumped up.
Did I notice his head getting a little bigger yesterday?
Oh, my God. He was just feeling Hollywood because he's going to be on the slate, I guess. But anyway, I thought that was exciting. Marilyn Carlson Nelson, you know, Bonnie McElveen Hunter.
Somebody stood up and said, I'll be the first to raise $1 million.
Yes, $1 million. So his campaign's launched, and Hector doesn't even know
by
it.
By the way, candidate Barreto is going to be on the show tomorrow. I'm looking forward to getting him on the show. I'll have to remember to ask him about who his running mate's going to be.
That's right.
I think it ought to be you. Exactly. Melanie, you're the best.
Thank you very much for having me. Thanks for being with us and supporting us. It's all about small business.
That's right. Thank you for being here. Good job.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Melanie Stablehouse, ladies and gentlemen, Deputy Administrator of the SBA. None can compare. Quick break. Right back after these messages with Alberto Alvarado. He's a district director of the SBA. Have you ever met one of those? Well, you're about to. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.